Hello there, wonderful family. Thank you so much for joining in another episode of my podcast. I believe that with each episode, you'll be informed and learn new things. The last episode, we talked about the side effects of smoking, what smoking does to the body. Were your expectations met? Were all your questions answered? Were you able to share to somebody out there who needs to listen? Did you need to send in your questions or your suggestions? If yes, you're highly welcome. Every suggestions and your questions are highly welcome. Today, I want to talk about the sequel of the first episode, which is addictive smoker. Let's talk about how an addictive smoker can quit smoking. In my last podcast, I spoke about smoking and its side effects on the body. We talked about how smoking reduces one's life expectancy while damaging your body, how it can lead to some cancers, breath and respiratory diseases, heart diseases, stroke, and then blood circulation problems and other serious health issues. So the question is, how does one get addicted to smoking? There is an alkaloid in tobacco called nicotine. This nicotine is widely used recreationally as a stimulant. The nicotine in tobacco is highly addictive and makes your brain releases a chemical called dopamine. Somebody may ask, what is dopamine? Dopamine is a feel-good chemical which makes you feel happy. It is what helps you to concentrate and it gives you more energy, but it doesn't last long. Because it is a chemical that makes you feel good, it makes you feel happy, and it makes you do things that you are not supposed to do sometimes. It doesn't last long in the body. The nicotine found in tobacco, it narrows your veins and arteries. It causes damage to your heart by forcing it to work faster and harder than its normal pace. It slows down your blood and reduces oxygen to your feet and hands. As the nicotine level in your body begins to fade, your brain craves more dopamine. The longer smoke, the more dopamine you need to feel good. You then become dependent on nicotine as time goes on. That is for those who are addicted to smoking. So once you are dependent on nicotine, without it, you have withdrawal symptoms. You may find it difficult to concentrate or feel nervous, or it makes you feel restless or even anxious. That is when you are trying not to get addicted to it. So at this stage, when you feel that or you realize that it's becoming very difficult for you to concentrate or it makes you feel nervous or restless, then you can say that a person is addicted to smoking. Let's dive into how an addicted smoker can be freed. Like some of the few tips that an addicted smoker can take into consideration to help him or her to quit smoking. There are many different ways to quit smoking. In order to succeed quitting or to end your addictive smoking habit, you have to find a smoking cessation plan that works perfectly for your personality. We have different types of people and how they react to things or how they try to succeed in quitting so many addictions, not only smoking. Yeah. Now let's look at some few tips that I think may help somebody out there. Now, one, get rid of all cigarettes. Anything related to smoking or anything that triggers your desire to smoke, like lighters and then ashtrays. Secondly, avoid places or people and situations you associate with smoking. Hang out with non-smokers or go places that won't allow smoking. Number three, don't substitute food or sugar-based products for cigarettes. There are so many people that instead of taking maybe a lollipop, maybe drinks or water, preferably, they exchange it for cigarettes, which is very bad. When you do that, you are not helping yourself. If you want to stop or quit smoking, these are some of the few tips that you can actually practice. I believe that it could be of great help. So if you don't substitute food or sugar-based products for cigarettes, don't also drink a lot of alcoholic or caffeinated beverages. These kind of beverages trigger urges to smoke. Why don't you drink a lot of fluids such as water? Something very far from alcohol, something far from caffeinated beverages, so that it doesn't trigger the urge to smoke. Number five, remind yourself that you are a non-smoker. You don't smoke. Let it ring in your mind every day. Let it be like an alarm in your brain. I don't smoke. It helps. Anything that you tell your mind actually works on your body. Number six, avoid friends who smoke. Very, very important, because if you don't, they convince you to go back to smoking. You can as well seek medical advice if need be, or you try all the tips that I've provided and it's still not working. You can still seek medical advice. It is important that the non-smoker finds a support group so as not to fall back into old patterns and then habits. Inform your friends or your relative or close people about your decision to quit smoking so that they don't force you to smoke. Or also, you can also hold them accountable. I hope this health tips helps anyone planning to quit smoking. Like I've always said in the previous podcast, your health is your priority, so choose your health over your pleasure. Thank you once again, darlings, for tuning in another episode of my podcast, and I wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. It's the season of love.